from the Geyer Studio, where combatants battle for the glory of cinema. This is Cinema Wars with your host, DJ Ace, only here on WMCO. Welcome to another round of Cinema Wars. I'm DJ Ace, and this is an exciting round for me because we're going to talk about movies, because this is Cinema Wars, and what else are we going to talk about? But enough of that. Cinema Wars is the game show here on WMCO. Three contestants, one winner. These three people are going to argue about their choices and why theirs is better, and I will judge on creativity and argument. And so we're going to jump right into it here with who the three people are. So coming in first is Andrew. Say hello.
How's it going? It's been a while.
Yep, it has been a while. All right. Say hello, Nikki.
Hi.
And what's up, Chad?
Hi.
Okay, so those
short,
are
your, sweet, right to the point.
Yeah, those are your three contestants for tonight. And now for the topic at hand. He's arguably one of the biggest stars in Hollywood. This dude has made, he has a total of 45 movie credits. That's past, future, and present. He's been in a movie, his first acting role was in 1981. And he's produced 22 other films, and he has another film coming out on October 21st. I'm, of course, talking about Tom Cruise. So the question for today is best feature film with Tom Cruise. So that is the question, and they are going to tell me their options, rather their choices, because, like I said, that movie coming out on October 21st is, in fact, a sequel to Jack Reacher, and that is Tom Cruise is the topic for today. So, coming up first is Andrew. What did you pick for best Tom Cruise film?
I picked Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation.
So that's the most recent one?
Yes.
The fifth one, okay.
Yes.
All right, Nikki, what did you pick?
I picked Rain Man.
Rain Man.
Yeah, ooh, see, have anybody ever seen that?
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
That one is, that's beyond me, actually, so.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
I watched that for psychology
Chad,
class.
Chad, what did you pick?
Most appropriately, Tropic Thunder.
Yeah.
Okay, those are the choices at hand, and now it is time to let the war begin.
Shouldn't we just say why we think our pick is the winner or best?
I mean, you kind of have to if you want to
okay.
win.
Okay, let's start things off. Let me just get into character here. Good evening, Mr. Aaron Eno. For, as you know, one of the main things Tom Cruise does is his most successful is his action movies. And not one that shines the brightest out of all of them is Ethan Hunt, the main character of the entire Mission Possible series. Your mission, if you choose to accept this, is to come to the conclusion that Mission Impossible Rogue Nation is the best story told out of the entire Mission Impossible series. The side characters are well developed and perfectly used in the story, and I was hoping for a couple other action movies to be in contention, but
sorry,
Ethan Hunt is probably the most awesome, but the lightest way to describe it, character in his action movies personas. If you fail in this mission, and me and your listeners will disavow your acknowledgement. This message will self-destruct in 2 seconds.
All right, thank you, Andrew.
Okay, sorry I didn't pick a action movie for you.
No problem.
But I like Rain Man. It's a movie. Tom Cruise plays a guy named Charlie, and he owns his own business and everything, and it's basically failing. Like, he's about to go bankrupt. And his father dies, and his father's, like, really, really rich. He's gave $3 million to a trustee, which Tom Cruise has to figure out who this trustee is. And he finds out it's his older brother who has autism.
Long lost brother.
Yeah, a long lost brother, because his brother moved out when he was 2. And throughout the whole movie, I'm not going to tell you everything because it's really, really good and I want you to watch it. But throughout this whole movie, like, he learns more and more about his brother. They go on a road trip to Los Angeles because that's where Tom Cruise is from in this movie. And he has to go to Cincinnati for his dad's funeral and for his brother and everything. So they have to drive to Los Angeles because Raymond, who is his autistic brother, does not like airplanes or highways. So they have to take, like, back roads to Los Angeles. And it's really funny. He learns a lot about his brother. And a lot about why his brother left and what happened with his parents and his mom and everything. And it's actually got a kind of really sad ending. And I guess I'm a female, so that's why I like it.
I can't remember the ending.
Oh, it's so sad. Should I tell you the ending?
I guess.
Okay, I'm going to tell you the ending. Okay.
Does the autistic brother die?
So, no, he doesn't die. Nobody
dies.
Does
Tom Cruise die?
No, nobody dies. Okay.
Okay.
So what happens is Tom Cruise
is... Does his dog die?
No, nobody dies. Stop it.
His girlfriend.
No. Okay. So what happens is, in the beginning, Tom Cruise technically kidnaps his brother from the home that he lives in because he wants the $3 million. But as his, like, journey goes on to Los Angeles, he ends up, like, really connecting with his brother, and he wants to get legal custody of his brother. But people won't let him, and that's the end of the movie, is that he never gets custody of his brother, and he has to go visit him every 2 weeks in Cincinnati. But it's kind of really sad because the last part is, like,
that doesn't sound that sad.
Well, hang on. I'm telling you the last part.
It's sad because he has to go to Cincinnati.
Give me 1 second, people, okay? So the last scene is Raymond getting on the train, and they're doing, like, they had, like, a little inside joke with each other in the movie, and they kind of do that, and Raymond gets on the train watching his little portable television because it's done in 1988, so it's mobile television. Okay.
That's the future.
Nobody can see the looks that these guys are giving me.
We have mobile televisions today. It's called iPads.
But no, this is like a legit television, but just
all right.
Okay.
Cool.
Go ahead, Chad.
Okay. I picked Tropic Thunder, which is, in essence, a celebration of Tom Cruise and everything he's about. Tom Cruise plays Les Grossman. He is the producer behind the film Tropic Thunder, which is a film about filming a film, if you can wrap your head around that.
Yeah. Yep. I regrettably did see this movie once. Yeah. Regrettably.
Anywho.
I wish I hadn't.
Like, well, any producer.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Right. Like any producer, Tom Cruise plays a fat, bald producer who is highly eccentric and is basically king of the world and
his own mind.
Most fittingly, by the end of the movie, he learns no lessons. So, whereas every other character does, and it's just completely fitting to his persona he puts on, which is a common theme throughout in Tropic Thunder because many characters are completely unexpectedly different than what you would think they would be. Prime example, Robert Downey Jr., who
this is why you practice. I practiced that character I did earlier.
Okay. If you didn't know any better, you would have no idea who Robert Downey Jr. played.
Iron Man.
No, I'm saying in the movie, Robert Downey Jr. is black.
Yeah, I know. He's the guy who I just quoted. I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
First of all, that's not the actual quote. It's, I'm a dude playing a dude who thinks he's another dude.
No, anyway, it's disguised.
It's thanks.
It's disguised.
We can argue about this later. Continue, Chad.
Anyway, what makes this movie great is, well, firstly, the opening is completely confusing because it's... If you didn't know any better when you started the movie, you just thought you'd be watching more previews because of all the movies.
Oh, jeez.
Mm-hmm. All the movie previews that were shown.
It's the main characters are all in Vietnam. Get dropped off in Vietnam to produce the movie.
Right. Mm-hmm. But that's not what I'm talking about right now. What I'm talking about is at the beginning, a bunch of trailers are shown within the movie for movies that don't actually exist. But they serve as a way to introduce the characters that are in the film without actually any sort of background story behind them. And it's just kind of funny to see throughout the movie as the mentioning of all the films that were shown sort of pop up, and you're just like, oh, wait, these movies actually aren't coming to theaters. firstly, thank goodness, because they are completely awful, but most fittingly, like most movies are.
We're not even talking about Tom Cruise at this point.
I know. I'm talking about all the great things about this movie, because pretty much the movie really has no clear focus, because there's just so many things going on, but it doesn't really detract from the story, because the story is...
Can we begin to wage war now?
My goodness.
Finish up, Chad.
All right.
Finish your train of thought.
Basically, the movie's all over the place, but that's what makes it pretty great, because it's a movie about trying to get a movie done, and throughout, you just see all the hiccups. And it, most appropriately, the movie is exactly what it's trying to accomplish.
Cool. All right. You can definitely start arguing at this point.
But, in all honesty, Chad, the topic of discussion here is to talk about Tom Cruise and what stands out about him. He only has one big scene that he stands out in that entire movie, and that's when he's telling off the terrorists, and that's it. That's all you can hang your hat on Tom Cruise.
That's not true whatsoever.
Besides just being annoying and loud, he's got, that's all he does. He has no real contribution to the plot besides the fact that I'm the one who sends you there and I'm the one who takes you back.
He's basically what drives the plot. So I mean,
just by sending a plane.
They went by helicopter. Thank you.
Well, sorry for technicality.
Anyway, at the end of the movie, though, Tom Cruise does have a major role, because he serves as the ending of the movie, where he dances. Pretty hilariously.
Ethan Hunt starts off my movie jumping onto the side of a plane as it's taking off, screaming at one of his friends, hey, open the door, and the plane is starting to fly up in the air, and he's able to squeeze in.
My movie starts out with Tom Cruise yelling at people about cars because he doesn't have any money, because he needs money, and he's on the phone with two different people at the same time, and he's telling somebody that his stuff's not going to work, but then he's telling the other people that he's going to get the money for them, and he ends up not getting any kind of money.
And so in the end, both of your characters start out as jerks. The difference is,
yes,
one of them actually learned a lesson.
Thank you.
That's the only difference.
I was going to say, my guy starts out a complete rude, greedy man, and he ends up, like, his girlfriend ends up leaving him because of it, and then as he's spending more time with his brother, he becomes more kind-hearted and actually caring for people instead of just greedy for the money, and wants to spend time with his brother, even though he's still bankrupt in the end of the movie.
I'm just saying that my guy is considerate of everyone around him, and he's part of an organization called the MIF, or the Mission, or is it the IMF? No, IMF. Impossible Missions Force, but because of the actions dating from Mission Impossible 1 to 4, the CIA are saying, hey, these guys look like dangerous rogues. I don't think they're part of an old era. We shouldn't use them. And then, and so the CIA is able to shut down the IMF while Ethan Hunt is investigating this terrorist organization called the Syndicate that's made up of of agents from all over the world that's either pronounced dead, known as dead or missing. Six months pass. He's basically doing the entire investigation on his own to try to hunt down their leader, Solomon Lance, without calling for help until he has to in order to help identify who I am and track him.
Okay, so backtrack real quick. So you said your Tom Cruise character doesn't change Ethan throughout. Hunt. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. I've never seen the movie. You said that he never changes his character like throughout film.
That's not it.
Film is it in the series?
The last one.
So, the newest one?
So
the newest.
The fifth one.
If I had to imagine, the first one would have a character arc for him that was the most pronounced. And by the fourth film, what does he have to learn?
Well, the fifth. No, it's more like the fifth. Where we're talking about the fifth here. Well, it's about like trusting in your friends more, because the entire it definitely shows in the first three films, and he leans on them a little more in the fourth, but he doesn't really rely on his friends a whole lot to help him out of situations. He just goes in and says, "Oh, don't worry, I got this," and solves the problem. And this time, the bad guy, Solomon Lance, actually knows Hunt is tracking him down. So so every time Hunt is this close to catching him, he's always one step ahead of him and plays him for a fool. I mean, the first time he encounters Lance is that he goes to pick up a mission and for a mission briefing, like he usually does, and just like it was the same way as I was talking to Aaron earlier, except it starts going into something like, we know all this because we are the syndicate, and if you choose to hunt us down, we'll either capture you or kill you.
Okay, so hang on. It took him five movies to figure out lessons. My movie took one.
No, he learned different lessons.
He learned teamwork after five films, right, working with a team.
Right, he had other lessons to learn.
You're just grabbing at straws at right now.
Well, I'm just asking questions. I kind of want to pick a fight because we're not fighting yet.
I've already thrown all the punches to knock out Les Grossman.
So it takes him five movies to learn teamwork my guy learned how to deal with an autistic brother of his and not be greedy in 2 hours.
That's not the same. We're not talking about the same thing.
Does Tom Cruise start the movie,
but it is the same thing,
and then ends it the same way?
Not the entire series. He doesn't. But he start the first movie is basically him becoming a BA.
And then the next movie and the next movie.
The only difference is
the bad guys.
This is my thing. So I hate series movies, when there's multiple movies, because you start to lose interest and they kind of start becoming the same things. I hate Star Wars with a passion. People are going to look at me, hate Star Wars. I hate multiple movies of the same movie.
Can we address this for a minute? What is wrong with you?
You say that when Aaron is wearing a Star Wars hat.
But it just bothers me because it's the same movie. He's kind of doing the same things, but not really.
It's not the same movie. I mean, if you want same movie, watch a James Bond movie. This one has a very very different story surrounding it, besides the usual formula he goes for in his movies.
But aren't all these movies action, flying planes, war movie kind of things?
No, there's no war in it.
Well, not like war, but okay, wait a minute. I'm trying to
The movie's so generic that I would confuse it with Ocean's 11.
Well, the word you're looking for is espionage. It's an espionage series.
Thanks.
Ocean's 11 is a heist series. Just to clarify.
I mean, Mission Impossible Rogue Nation basically takes what made some of the other series good and make it even better. There's even a motorcycle chase in the movie where.
All four of them don't have some sort of chase scene.
They don't actually.
So if there's a big opening heist or something.
The other four definitely have chase scenes, bro.
I know one and three don't.
They absolutely do. Anyway, you can continue.
I just watched those movies.
So what makes this movie different than any other action movie?
What makes it different than the other four Mission Impossible movies? And why does Tom Cruise stand out in this movie?
I'm saying it's a story. It tells a better story by
how?
Why?
If you let me finish.
Okay.
It feels more like an impossible hurdle he has to climb over.
How do you raise the stakes from impossible to something even more impossible?
Oh, they've done
it. Well, that's kind of like the magic of the series.
I mean, the first movie was basically one guy who pretended to kill himself. And he and his entire team steals CIA agent info and was planning to sell it for money on
the
black market.
Tom Cruise?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was part of the team, but okay. was left alive and blamed for the CIA. Everyone thought you were the one who was going to try to steal the CIA intel, but it wasn't. The bad guy is trying to collect the intel. Solomon Lance is looking to find the financial connections that the syndicate has.
We're kind of fighting movies, not Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Like, this is what I'm getting at. Why is Tom Cruise so special in this?
He's the leader. He's the one who sails the ship and it goes pretty smoothly. That's what I'm saying. For a good movie to be successful, you have to have a good leader. And Tom Cruise,
you don't always have a leader though.
Is definitely that leader when it comes to the big action scenes, like I said, him hanging on that plane. He's also climbed up and down the world's tallest buildings and up a 700 foot cliff
Has he gone to space yet?
No,
not yet.
Oh, next movie.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, but they get that huge action pop right out of the gate and out of the way.
Star Wars.
Action movies aren't always the best though.
I'm not a fan of action movies, and that's what
hurts you from making any solid arguments against me.
Okay, and how does that hurt me? I've watched action movies. I just don't like them, and I just specifically don't like the Mission Impossibles.
And I'm telling you, he's done a lot. Tom Cruise has done a lot of action movies in his life. We mentioned Jack Reacher. Top Gun can be considered in that category, I guess. He's also been in The Last Samurai.
That's pretty saturated.
Like most actors, they usually stick to their same type of persona, so they don't change too much.
Not always.
Sometimes they get out of their comfort zone and try something new. Les Grossman with Tropic Thunder and Charlie from Rain Man. I have
Tom Cruise. Like, I have 1988 baby Tom Cruise, like, just starting out.
And this is Tom Cruise in his prime we're talking about. That's doing very successful.
I feel like this was a really awesome movie for him. There's never a prime
when you're acting. Look at Morgan Freeman. He's pretty old in his 60s.
What does he do besides
talk? To be fair, Freeman didn't start acting until his 50s.
Still, he's pretty good. At this point, here, because you're so experienced with how to act, you're gonna do better over time. And since Tom Cruise has had 20 years of experience, he's definitely shown his best work in Mission Impossible: Rogue Nation. This set. 20 years later.
No.
All right. Well, We have to wrap it up here because, dun dun dun, there is a twist to this round of Cinema Wars. We have a new bonus round section so we can get more points on the board as we get closer and closer to the championship round. So I'm going to declare a winner for the main round here really quick. no surprise here. Chad, you're out. your character was basically just a cameo. Yeah. And
supporting role.
Yeah, and I just didn't hear enough from you. So between Nikki and Andrew... your movie did sound interesting. I will give you that. But I'm going to give it to Andrew just because he defended himself pretty well. So Andrew takes the round.
Bum, 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 bum.
All right. So we do have a bonus round here real quick. And what that is there is a second shorter question. All right. And the question is, best quote from Tom Cruise in a movie. And it just could be any movie. It doesn't even have to be the movie they picked necessarily. They get about a minute each to explain why. And I'll pick one from that list. And so the order this time is actually going to be Chad, Nikki, and then Andrew. So starting with you, Chad, what's your quote and why is it better?
I don't know if it's better than anyone already.
Tell me why it's the best quote. Just
all right.
What's the quote and why is it better?
All right. I want to say, I've got the need for speed.
I knew someone was going to pick it.
And I changed it just because I'm going first now.
Chad.
And you just won.
We're not friends.
That was my second guess.
All right. Well,
picking.
Is that all you got?
No, that's not all I have to say about that. No.
Got the need for speed.
I've got the need for speed. It's just like, it's probably like the most, like, most things have been done with the quote because there's actually Need for Speed, a franchise, which completely capitalizes on that quote. So
yeah, exactly.
I've never seen any other media formed around.
I'm pretty sure Top Gun came out before Need for Speed. So, all right, Nikki, what did you got?
I'm so mad at Chad right now.
You better be.
Okay, so. I've never seen this movie, but I've heard this quote before, so I'm just going to say it. It's from
Do not
Risky
know.
Business? Yeah, okay. And it's Show Me the Money. I've heard that quote before, but I've never seen the movie, I can't really defend myself. Was that what was? Chad, you should have just stuck with that, because I don't know this movie at all.
I've never seen the money either.
I haven't seen it, so that's cool.
Okay.
All right, why?
Well... Clearly, I've never seen the movie, but I still know the quote, so I feel like it's something very
important.
Yeah, like clearly it's Tom Cruise. Like,
if you've seen the scene, it's pretty funny.
Okay. Is it okay? I've never
Andrew,
seen the scene either.
What did you pick, my man?
Well, Chad, I did give you credit for one scene, and it's this in Tropic Thunder. You take. I want you to take a step back, and go. I could go on from there because he continues, but it's like unleashing all of the rage you have bottled up inside you into one huge attack, and it really speaks. And what makes it even better is I told you he plays a lot of action movies, so it's way he just plays it so seriously.
So your favorite quote was from my movie I picked.
Yes.
All right. Well,
where Tom Cruise stole the thunder.
Between Chad and Nikki, I'm gonna have to go with Top Gun.
That's not fair. That's my quote.
That's not. Am I not even in contention? You say a Tom Cruise quote.
Yeah, but there's only one winner. So
you already won.
Okay.
That concludes.
He could
technically win twice, but that concludes this round of Cinema Wars. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll be back next Monday here on WMCO at 10.
Next time on Cinema Wars, with the World Series upon us, it is time to talk about what is the best baseball movie, only on WMCO. The views and opinions expressed on Cinema Wars are not associated with Muskingum University, Orbit Media, WMCO, Orbit TV, and the Black and Magenta. The war is far from over. Tune in next week at 10 in the evening here on WMCO 90.7 for the next round of Cinema Wars.